The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Would you rather? Maitland, would you rather have psychic powers or the ability to remember every fact you ever learn, but you only remember the ones that are legit? So, like, if you are taught something that's crap, immediately gone.
I think I'm going to go psychic powers.
You are?
Yeah. That seems more useful.
What would you
in my
use them for?
Helping my friends with their life problems. Being able to see what's coming up in the future. Kind of being like, okay, yeah. I can plan for things a little bit better.
Lottery numbers.
Or like, I know it's going to rain.
Don't bother curling
your hair tomorrow.
Lots of people know lots of facts.
Yeah.
Not all the facts, but a lot of facts.
I mean, you'd be good on Jeopardy, probably.
I'd never lose trivia here.
Right. Yeah. See, I would take like retaining all the knowledge I've ever learned. Because I think there's a strong draw toward the psychic powers. But man, I would find out things I did not want to know. Like, I wouldn't be able to help myself. Like, oh, what does that person think? Or what does this person think? And then it's the careful what you wish for. Or don't ask questions you don't want the answers to. And you'd be doing that. And man, I think that would be so bad.
I need to know.
Even like when you're going to die?
I would love to know that.
You would?
I would.
If you could find out right now, Maitland, mm-hmm. when and how you're going to die, but no matter what you do, you can't change it. Mm-hmm. You would find that out right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so like Final Destination. You know, it's gonna get
you. It's gonna happen.
You're in the
but
sights.
It's gonna happen at the time that it says. So yeah, if it's tomorrow and there's nothing I can do about it, I know to arrange my affairs.
Plan appropriately.
Have a good day today.
What would you do today?
If I was dying tomorrow?
Yep. Your psychic powers have just been granted and the first thing you learn is...
Yeah.
But you have to stay and finish out the show.
Yeah, well, I would. Definitely. Yeah.
You trying to track down that hot guy from that band you mentioned earlier?
I would definitely, I don't know, probably just go travel somewhere, hop on a plane and be like, peace out, losers. And I don't know, go jump in a volcano.
I'll show you fate.
Yeah.
I will beat you to the punch.
Actually, it's kind of, that'd be pretty badass. Hey, that you know that psychic? She found out she's dying tomorrow, so she's jumping in a volcano this morning.
And then, you know what? Maybe the gods will see it as a sacrifice and make everybody's lives around me better. That's how that works.
Kelly, facts?
That sounds right. Human sacrifice.
Kelly, facts or psychic powers?
I'm going psychic powers, too.
Why would you pick that?
I want to be able to, like, talk to people that I've lost, I think, which is weird. Like, I guess psychic isn't like, is that also considered communicating with the dead or not?
I mean, psychics portray themselves in many different ways. And
right.
I think many can speak with those who have gone to another plane.
If I could choose between seeing the future or speaking to dead people, I would choose speaking to dead people because I got no interest in knowing when I die. Like
I agree.
But if I could choose, then I'd be that psychic that could maybe connect people and like, maybe have an understanding of why you lost someone, or they could speak through me to them. I think that'd be pretty cool if it's real. I don't know.
That would be cool. Steve, would you rather be able to play every instrument there is?
That would be cool.
Or
be
know awesome. Every language?
Every instrument.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Language would be really impressive,
mm-hmm.
but instrument would be a lot more fun.
Yeah, nobody wants to go see you shred languages on a stage at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hey, you guys.
Where am I going? Everyone here speaks my language.
Last Friday, I was out with my friends, and we had a campfire in the backyard. And, man, we stayed up late speaking French around it. No one does that.
No.
See, I would definitely pick the languages for sure. Yes. I think learning all the different musical instruments is cool too, but knowing different languages, I would love to know as many languages as possible.
Especially with your love of travel.
Yes.
It would be perfect for you.
Yes, but the universal language is music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then I could understand music in all different languages, which would be really, really cool too.
Listening to like Hawaiian music or like Spanish, it's so beautiful, but I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. But say more.
What if it really disappointed you, though, when you realized, like, a lot of the Spanish language lyrics were just really boring and insipid? It was just like, I think you're pretty.
This sucks.
It sounds so good when they go, La Bonita.
They're the same quality as She Bangs.
Yeah, they're, like, really dumb.
Or you find
it's
out
like Achy Breaky Heart, but in Spanish.
They're all insulting to American girls, like, you're so plain. Yeah. Oh, no.
Your skin has no pigment.
Would you rather travel the world for free for a year?
Okay, yes.
Or have $500,000 to spend on yourself any way you want?
Travel the world for free for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
How much would it have to be before you'd pick the money?
I wouldn't. If I knew I could travel for free for a year, I would. There's just no amount of money that's gonna make up for that for me.
Anybody else taking the travel?
No amount of money.
No, because even if you give me like $10 million or something, I'm never gonna be able to travel that way, ever. Like you're telling me,
what if it's a billion? You could travel in a better way.
You could do a lot.
Yeah. I know you could. I just feel like for a whole year, I get to do that with no questions asked. The other way, I still gotta work and do all that BS. No.
Well, if you had $1 billion, though, you don't.
Yeah, then it wouldn't really matter. But
yeah, my world, for whatever reason, I still had a job.
Yeah.
But in this world that you guys are in, it's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, $500,000 would not be enough to get me to give up traveling for a whole year for free.
Steve, $50,000 or a year traveling?
$50,000 or a year traveling? Oh, a year traveling.
$500,000 or a year traveling?
Think $500,000. Now, because obviously I live in a world where I'm not the only person. Do I get to take my family with me?
Yes.
No, just one of them.
Two of them.
Pack your bags, Nikki.
Yeah. You and me, pal. Get in the backpack. We're going.
He is the smallest, so he can fit in bags and stuff. Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't have to carry nearly as much for him.
Howings.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a headache every day the rest of your life?
Oh, God.
Or lose 3 fingers sometime between now and death, but you don't know when or how?
Oh, man. Come on. These guys got to choose between a year of travel and $500,000, and I got to choose between a constant headache and a loss of fingers.
I'm making dreams come true.
Question. Okay. Are the fingers all lost at the same time? Or do you have three separate finger loss injuries?
Could be 5 or 6 separate incidents where first it's just a little stupid and maybe a little gangrenous. And then finally, you know, it gets caught in the door and it just comes off. And you're like, oh, I thought it was going to make it.
Do I get to pick the fingers?
No, of course not.
Oh, man, I hate headaches so much, but I think I'm going to have to go headache.
Really?
Well, yeah, what if I lose my 3 best fingers?
Which 3 are your 3 best fingers?
Well, this is my nose picking finger.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't adapt?
No, it's not the same. Just not.
I agree.
I can't believe your first concern is how would I pick my nose?
And then every digit on this hand is like my pleasure in hand for me and others.
Yeah, you take one off, it's like a new stranger.
So, you know, I don't like that. So, yeah, no, I don't like the loss of digits, man. I'm not down with that. And then your gloves just fit stupid. Now you're relegated to being a mitten man.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be a grown-up mitten man.
Nobody wants that guy.
No, mittens are only okay if you're ice fishing or, you know, snowmobiling.
Do you think there are any grown-ups who wore mittens to work today?
Yes.
I actually have a pair of mittens that I love.
Shut up.
I use them for mittens.
I do. Yes.
I wore mittens here last week.
Me too.
I put electronic avocado hand warmers in them.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I have the mittens that have where the mitten flap actually flips back, and then you have like half finger gloves.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're great.
Yeah.
You would know if you had a snowblower.
I do have a snowblower.
Oh, then you are getting cold fingers.
Well, your wife definitely knows then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she's the one who uses it.
No, why can't you, why don't gloves work on, they works on my snowblower. Do you have mitten blower?
No, well, mittens keep your hands warmer. That's why they exist, because your fingers are together. They're like, it's like being in a sleeping bag.
It's like a hug.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. Do you have a string through your coat that keeps them from getting lost like a little kid too?
No, I'm not a child.
That's underrated though. It's a good idea.
Yeah, my gloves click together. It's so nice.
You get the best of both worlds with the flap mittens. Mittens, but also gloves, but also half finger gloves.
Man.
So it's like a triple threat.
This is amazing.
So good. Drive a car or a snowmobile.
More. Like my driving gloves.
More would you rather. Next.